and welcome to the Most Dangerous Podcast.
I don't know what to say about that. Anyways, hi guys. Happy here for us.
Happy Thursday.
Happy for you to hear us. I don't know. Happy for you to be listening. Thank you. We appreciate it. Anyways, today is what we said in our last episode we would be doing is our Disneyland themed episode. And we'll have DuckTales in it because it's great.
Because that's what we do.
How do we do it?
I don't know.
We just do it. Anyway, So, anyway, what did I say? I was losing my train of thought. I was going to say something very smart.
Oh, well, sound now very you intellectual. Don't sound smart.
Because I said what I was thinking. That's what it was. We will continue in the next few weeks. We'll post the last remaining half of Beaks in the Shell that is still coming. We're not skipping it. We're prolonging it. It's really good last
Why?
Half.
Why? Don't ask.
I don't know. Anyways, so today is going to be Disneyland. We just went on Monday. It was very fun, very educational, very expensive.
Very magical.
Very magical. Yeah, very we got filling. A lot. You saw, I mean, I don't know if you've gone or if you haven't, but there's like, they're trying to like social distance people in lines. So they're opening up like extra like cast member only spots, but like decorating it for Disney to make it seem magical, even though it's like this, I almost said servants tunnel, this like cast member tunnel or whatever. So we got to go on quarters. That. And then, almost like Guardians of the Galaxy. Galaxy's Edge, you know?
Yeah.
Behind. Know. Saw Disney's magical storage bins. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
With freight trains or whatever.
With the real authentic rust.
Mm-hmm. That was one thing, is Disney's always making their fake rust, you know, safe
well,
to touch.
Well, there's also fake rust on there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
But anyway, Disney had the authentic rust going with their, like,
and
big
I think
freight boxes.
At least me and another friend touched it. I don't know.
I touched it.
Bella touched it.
I broke my inhaler.
Oh, yes.
Today, that was a very interesting day. We'll go through most of it, not all of it. Like, starting in the morning, I woke up
I
and
opened my
over
eyes
and thought, today will be magic. No, I was probably like,
no,
I'm going back to bed.
Exactly.
But
I
was
woke
like,
up
what is
like,
Disneyland
I literally thing? Woke up like, I don't need 45 minutes to get ready. And so I reduced it down to 30 minutes and I was still ready before everyone else.
That's not true.
Okay, before mom.
Oh. Anywho, not much else to say. We're going to skip the whole morning routine and go to Disneyland. We got there. We waited in a line
to get in. Oh, what about
the tram? In.
There wasn't
There
one.
Was no tram. You had to walk the distance. But I can
structure?
Go the distance.
Can you?
Yeah. I've missed a parking structure for some reason, like the lights that tell you your parking spot.
Yes.
So convenient.
I remember
when
they
first came out with that.
Yeah.
You changed your words so you wouldn't say the same thing.
But
that
yeah.
was good.
I remember because we had passes during that time. We were like, what are they doing? We're like, is this going to be to show you like where there's open parking spots? And then it was like glitchy at first.
Yeah, there's a lot of bugs. Like there's a red spot and it's open or a green spot and it's not.
And then
we're
didn't
like,
they have like
the
yellow or something? And we're like, what the heck does that mean?
It means go slow. I don't know.
Slowly because there might be a cat.
Cat?
Sitting in the parking spot.
Oh, there's a lot of baby ducklings at Disneyland.
Oh, they were so cute. We named them, or I named them.
We should tell the murder story. The Disneyland murder story. We're going to make everyone in this audience cry. Want to hear a Disneyland murder story that happened in 20...
I want you to literally answer 16? Out loud right now. Just say... Yes.
Wherever you are, say yes or no. If you want to hear a Disney murder story, stick around. If you don't, and
wait,
you have
skip
a
the
weak,
next 5 minutes.
Sensitive little heart that'll be crushed at the saddest thing you'll ever hear today. Go, your heart can't take this. Or maybe it can, you'll be like, that's dumb. I don't know. Here's the Disney murder story.
Oh my gosh.
It takes place, Yeah, Disney's murder mystery, except we know who done it.
The place?
New Orleans. Rivers of America. That is New Orleans. It's kind of the same. We were waiting to go to Tom Sawyer Island, or we were just standing around there watching these cute little baby ducklings in the water. You can see where this is going.
This was the sweetest little thing I've ever seen.
It was so cute. They were all following their little mama duck. It was so cute.
It was the cutest thing ever.
There was like four or five of them. But then, you're going to know where this is going. There was a goose that kept like swimming up next to the ducklings.
It was
and the
a
duck.
Devil goose.
And the mom duck kept trying to like back off and kept trying to bite him and stuff and shoo him away and like trying to pull her little ducklings close to her. And we're like, that's a mean goose. So then after watching, why do we keep watching this?
I don't know.
After watching it for a while, finally, one of the goose, well, not one of them, the only goose, came up and bit the little baby duckling in the neck or something.
Oh,
and it died. And it kept pecking at it. And then it just swam away.
And then
nobody arrested
it.
It didn't even eat it.
That would have been even more sad.
It was just that, like, it had a bad day. Like,
this kid didn't feed me.
Oh my gosh.
It's corn dog, so I'm gonna go kill a duckling.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
you
so
know
mad.
How fluffy the ducklings are?
And
that little duckling was just floating in the water.
It was just, oh my goodness.
We were all watching
it. Was
it
the saddest
horrified
thing
ever.
Like, that was the first time you're like, Disney isn't magical. Disney is the place for death.
And then there's like another time where like these two birds sitting in the tree, and then
yes. Yeah, the bird right next to it like whacked it in the foot and the bird fell out of the tree. That one was just classic.
They were probably siblings.
Because I would
so
totally
funny.
Do that.
I'll never.
What?
I'll never forget that one. That was random. But now you'll be traumatized by the duck story. So every time you see
a
duckling at Disneyland, if you
duckling.
See a goose, kick it for me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
I saw like a lot more goose today.
Geese.
Where is it today?
You were at Disneyland today.
I saw a lot more geese the other day than ducks, actually.
That's true. And then there was like the little, what do you call them? Geeslings?
Goose? Goslings?
Baby geese? Goslin?
Baby goslins.
What? Goslin's a duck.
No, Bella, she's a goose in my mind now.
No.
I said in my mind.
Her bill says otherwise. Anywho.
Are there any animals in DuckTales that have black beaks?
Yes, actually. In what episode am I thinking of? Day of the Only Child. I don't know how I thought of this so fast. There's like a swan. And it's the part when Huey's walking down to the camp. His brother's officially ditched him, you know, and they're like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
say
yeah,
this
yeah.
enough,
but I sure do love being
a trio. Like the three
good things,
the three stands on this tripod or whatever. One of the kids has a black bill because he's a swan.
Interesting.
And I thought it was very cool.
His uncle probably killed that little
duckling.
You killed Huey. How could you? Or you killed Della.
Della.
Well, everyone thought she was dead. Baby Della.
Dark. But she wasn't dead, Bella. This duck actually died. It was the saddest
still
thing.
Dead.
It
is this going to be the theme for live. This podcast episode?
Sadness in death.
And the reality of life. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, moving on. That was years ago. Now.
Yeah, that was like 2015.
That duck could have been grown up. No, I'm kidding.
I gotta move
that.
That
duck could have eaten so much popcorn by now.
See, I always said if I was a bird, I would want to live at Disneyland. But now I'm rethinking that choice. I'm like, I'm going to go. Like,
you would be like the Disneyland lawyer duck.
The lawyer duck?
Yeah, the one that would send that goose to jail.
No, I'd kill it myself.
Oh my
gosh. I'm kidding. Then I would be sent to jail if I were a bird, but I'm not, so let's keep going. Let's do a podcast about that. If I were a bird,
if I were a bird, I would be sleeping. Degree in law.
If I were a bird, I would be a lawyer. That would prosecute
get
people.
Get that bird. Get that stinking bird.
Oh, I'm so mad I can't alliterate. Oh, that was another thing. Our DuckTales binge is going along very well. As of within the last 2 weeks, we've made it to season 3, like halfway through, I would say.
Yeah, we got to halfway impossible. To season 3.
Impossible! I don't know what
but it is. But I did accidentally fall asleep.
you fell asleep on...
halfway through the second part of Let's Get Dangerous. And I can't remember what that episode is called.
It's like... I forgot. I'm not even going to say anything. Almost the Day of the Ducks, but that's like the season 1 finale. Mm-hmm. Yes, but enough about DuckTales. I'm kidding. We'll never be done with DuckTales. Let's see. What else happened at Disneyland that was very interesting? You know, if you've ever been to Galaxy's Edge, you'll know, like, I don't know, every half an hour or so they do, like, this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the ship, like, on the Empire side of things, Black Spire. They have, like, this show that I've never seen, but it's, like, got the stormtroopers, as Kylo Ren has, like, the officer, you know, and, like, Kylo chokes him. It's not the same as watching it in person. Anyway, we go to walk through, and they're doing the show.
They are literally so always I'm, like, doing I'm it sitting, when we walk through.
Never for me. Or we're, like,
except twice. Or
we're walking through, and I can't watch it. But anyway, we're walking in. I'm like, finally, I get to stand here and watch this show.
It was like the beginning of the show,
too. That I've been wanting to do. It's the beginning of the show. Like, they just got there. I was so excited. I, like, pull up my phone. I'm like, I'm going to record it. Like, Louie, man, I can't wait to watch this later. So I was so excited. And then Sierra taps me on the shoulder and is like, look over there. And I guess it was two of our friends
you
happened to be at Disney.
I guess it was them.
I guess it was them. There were two of her friends there, and she's like, wow, they're at Disneyland, too. So she gets here, goes, and, like, walks over.
Because I've already seen the show, like,
and
three times.
I was, like, sitting there, like, but the show is going
but
on.
Cake.
I don't want to miss it. And I'm like, I don't want to be
it
rude.
It would have been weird.
I don't want to be rude.
What is Bella? Oh, she's watching the show. Got it.
So I walked over and talked to them like a good friend would.
For, like, 2 minutes.
2 minutes. But we had to go on Rise of Resistance, otherwise.
We had to, you know.
You know, sometimes you just have to do the right thing, and Rise of the Resistance was the right thing.
Yep.
For the day.
Yes.
Oh, and also in line for Rise of the Resistance, I was standing there, and the group behind me, someone was like, hey, look, she's got a Scrooge McDuck backpack. And my first thought, well, a lot of people know Scrooge McDuck because he's so, like, such an iconic character. So, but I was like, every time I hear the word Scrooge or DuckTales, I almost turn around like, you watch DuckTales? But I didn't. I just was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, that happened to me when we were first going in the park. I was in a separate line from everyone else. But sad. I just hear these two ladies behind me, and they're just like, oh, look at her backpack. And... they were just like, oh, and the other one was like, oh, yeah, I saw it, the Three Amigos, and it's the Three Cabs. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't say anything.
It's the Three Amigos.
Just like, it's the Three Amigos.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't say anything. Like, I would start singing the Three Caballeros,
Three Caballeros. Oh, my gosh. But it bugged me. I was just like, oh, my gosh, please don't ever call them that. Like,
the Three Amigos.
Yes, they're friends, but please. Please don't.
How
don't.
Dare you? They call people. It's Scrooge McDinky Duck. I don't know.
Like, it's Scrooge McDuke. You're like,
Scrooge McDuck.
McDuck.
It's just an accent? Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, that sounds like you're. I don't even know what accent that is. Like, French? No.
McDuck.
Not French and not quite Italian.
It's.
But from Duke. That area.
I don't know.
Scrooge McDuck. Duke. I don't know. What accent? New York? But that's a very thick one. But you're a New
Russian?
Yorker from Britain.
Scrooge McDuck.
I don't know. But anyway, anytime I hear it, my first thing is, you watch DuckTales and you want to listen to a podcast? Hosted by yours truly. Because of course they wouldn't hear my voice. Anyway, Rise of the Resistance was fun. I'll give you a tip because this was told to me by a cast member while we were waiting to go on.
He was this cool. Is what he said. I could barely hear him, but he was
He had like the double mask and a face shield, so he says stuff and we're like, what? What are you saying?
I felt bad saying what after a while, so I was just gonna like, oh, yeah, that's it's cool. Funny
because he said something, and at first, me, Sierra, and then my other sister Haley were sitting there, like, we're all like in a little circle, I guess you would say. We're staring at him, and we're just like, what did you say? Because it's like this. What did you say? Oh,
you seem like a really cool guy.
It
though.
It was like one of like this cast member likes his job. But then what he said was, "What goes up must go down." Remember that for the ride. And this is what I told him: if I don't figure this out on the ride, I'm gonna come back and find you and ask you what you meant. But it did make sense.
And I figured it out right before I was supposed to figure it out.
I didn't think about it till Sierra told me. I was like, yeah. Oh, I was after the ride. I totally forgot about it.
It was funny. Bella took a video and you just hear me like, oh, that's what he meant.
I'll have to go back and hear that. I don't remember.
I don't know how loud I said it, but.
You whisper. That's what he meant. Sure, everyone heard you.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That ride is worth every penny of every dollar I've ever made. Not really. It was worth a lot of dollars. It was good.
It's a dollar. Yeah.
It's worth a dollar. Oh, when I saw this adorable baby Yoda outside, controlled by a cast member, and then I walked by it, waved.
And then we saw the death baby girl Yoda.
Oh, I don't know. Is that like a thing? You know, for a while, it was like Funko Pops when they came out. I'm like, that'll pass. And then, like, what was another thing? Like, it's almost like weird things that people do because it's like popular. It's
popular.
And I don't know if I just happened to see it in its like beginning stages. Like, what's happening? Because it was a baby Yoda, like a Grogu, painted purple. But, the like, very detailed. Good, shading very good. It's like, light purple, and the ears were, like, a darker purple. Dressed in a golden dress with a golden headband, was it? And then it had, like, these earrings. And it had,
like, a piece taken like a out of its pacifier. Ear. Like,
it was, like, it was full-on decorated.
Yeah, a golden headband with a bow. And it was a girl because it had eyelashes.
Yeah, and eyelashes. It was so confusing. This was like right after Rise of the Resistance. Blah, I can't talk. I'm going to move on. Right after, we get off and I just stare at it. Like, what the heck? Yeah. And then the lady next to the lady who had this one had a Darth Maul one. It was like Baby Yoda, but painted to look like Darth Maul. And it looked pretty darn cool. But I'm just so confused.
Oh, and she also had a droid that looked like
Jack Sparrow.
I'm such Jack Skellington.
I almost said it too.
Jack Sparrow. And that one actually looks pretty cool.
It looks like, I'm telling you, the detail is incredible. The fact that it's a baby Yoda and like just why? Is it a thing and I don't know about it? Please tell me. Because maybe you're all like,
the pacifier?
She hasn't heard about that yet. Like, oh, you know what reminds me of? The thing where like, someone will get a rock and like decorate it and then they'll leave it somewhere and then you pick it up. It kind of reminded me of that. It's like no one's gonna leave their baby Yoda around. It was just very flamboyant. It was so
yeah.
I have no more words to say. I just had to describe it. I have no opinion on it. I don't know if I like it or not. I don't like it. A Darth Maul one.
The Darth Maul one was cool.
I just almost wanted to ask, like, excuse me.
What is this about?
Yeah. What is this?
I saw her again later that day.
Yeah.
She has a light.
We talked on that for like 2 minutes.
Also, something else we did in Star Wars Land was we sat and stood in the same place as Bobby Moynihan and Ben Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. About, I don't remember, before COVID happened, Ben Schwartz and Bobby Moynihan went to Disney like They went to Disneyland like 2 weeks.
May 31st, after us. 2019. That's what I
said. Like 2 weeks. I've mentioned this before, and I still can't get over it. They were there like 2 weeks after we were there. And I wasn't there. Anyway.
Well, we have a legitimate reason our passes
were blocked. Our passes were blocked, but they were blocked. I cannot believe that happened. But they took like a bunch of pictures. Bobby like posted them to his Instagram. And one of them was like them sitting on a speeder or whatever. That's there. It's kind of like tucked away in almost the Guardians of the Galaxy again. Galaxy's Edge. So it's in the corner. So me and Sierra like stood in the places where Bobby and Ben like stood. It was really cool, actually.
And
like
we took a picture.
They touched the speeder.
I know. We're like, get our hands.
Sierra sat where Bobby sat.
Yep. I did. It was cool.
I know. It was so cool.
It was cool.
That was the best part of the day, actually. Well, Rise of Resistance too. But that was like for any DuckTales fan to be like, they sit right here. So it was cool. That was cool. My feet hurt really bad day.
It was the worst.
It took me a day to recover because I forgot to wear like my walking shoes. Instead, I wore like my Nikes, which are not walking shoes. They were like the Nike, like
the cool.
It's almost like if you got Converse that were the Nike brand. They are not comfortable and they hurt.
Yeah, I spent like the first 2 days. Before we went, trying to remember why I didn't wear Converse to Disneyland, then I remembered.
They're flat.
Because they're flat and they suck.
Yeah. So don't do that thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
what else did we do that was interesting? I feel like something really funny happened that was like, man, that was embarrassing. But I was like, that is so going into the podcast because you just have to tell those stories.
Oh, you guys were in line during, oh my gosh, what's it called? Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
Oh, with the queuing?
Yeah.
That wasn't quite embarrassing. That was just very interesting.
I wasn't there.
And
I was eating like, bomb chicken.
What happens here? So here's my Big Thunder Mountain Railroad story. Or my Frontierland story. This is how it goes. Me and my sister Haley were walking to go on Big Thunder Mountain. We just got back from the bathrooms. I don't know why I mentioned that. But to give you an idea of the direction we were walking, if you've ever been to Disneyland. So we're walking to Big Thunder Mountain, and the line kind of comes around near the pathway. So you hear these people in line, and all of a sudden, I would say there was about three of them, and all of a sudden they're just like, and they just kept doing it. They sounded like it was like almost like a bird type call. And so we're walking, and then there's these two people on this bench that are near the line, and they start going like, "Go!" And they keep doing it. So then I'm like, I'm gonna do this. It's Disneyland. Who cares? So I start doing it, and then down near the Mark Twain, you hear people walking by. There's like, "Go!" And like from all directions, you just start hearing a bunch of people. I would say it lasted about 10 seconds. And right when I pull out my phone to record, it stops. So I was just like, what the heck? And then it stopped and everyone was just like normal. It's like, you're walking by, you hear people and you're just like, go.
Well, that was weird.
It was. It sounded like a bird call or something.
That's like, when a whole bunch of birds start flying birds over. What the heck?
Whoa, I can talk to birds. So that was interesting.
And that actually reminds me, me and my mom afterward, while they were doing that, we went on Pirates of the Caribbean again. And as we were about to go, like, there's the first drop and there's, like, the skull talking and stuff. And it's actually pretty creepy at that part. But you just hear them, like, I don't know if it was like,
them. You didn't say anything.
I was about to explain that. It was, like, in the boat behind us.
You talk like Yoda, like, backwards. Like, what are you talking about? And then you explain it.
In the boat behind us, I don't know if it was, like, a choir or something, but they all started singing, like, a sea shanty or something, like, really slowly. And it actually sounded really nice, but it was so creepy, like, because it was just, like, they were almost whispering it. and they were just singing it right then, right before you fall off. Oh my gosh.
Come to the waterfall there. The seaweed doesn't grow. Whoa. And die.
Like that?
No.
Oh. I thought it was good. It needed tweaking, but the tune was
and die.
Tune was getting there.
Yeah. But it was creepy, but it sounded cool.
Cool.
Yeah. And then after that we went on almost said Monsters Inc. Haunted Mansion with that lady.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just weird.
Interesting experience. We probably won't share that one. Yeah. And now you're very intrigued. Well, too late. The last episode of this podcast ever will tell the story.
Maybe.
If you ask nicely. If in the comments on Apple Podcasts.
If you say, please, Mr. Pumpernickel.
What?
If they say, please, Mr. Pumpernickel.
And I'll say,
then I'll remember. Because if they just say please, I'll be like, what?
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Okay, I'm going to stop listening because I'm so confused by what's happening here. I don't know what's going on in this podcast. So I'm just going to unsubscribe. Or I'm going to get my friends to subscribe so they can have more listeners and have more money.
Not that we do this for the money.
No, of course not. I love this podcast. Mm-hmm. I truly love this podcast. This is a
bomb podcast.
It was my first podcast ever. It won't be the last.
Why are you talking in an accent?
The making. I don't know.
You like slowly got into it.
It was fun. It's because you sound cooler when you have an accent.
I like talking this way because
for the rest of the podcast, I'm going to have an accent. How about that?
It takes so much more effort.
No, it doesn't. You realize the things are just like bleh, rolling off my mouth. I should try a pirate accent.
Don't try a pirate accent.
I'm not even gonna try. Anyway.
Yar.
Yar. But we got the traitor in. That really matters.
And that what really matters. The fact that we started saying that at the exact same time.
Is that weird?
No. Not anymore.
We say the same thing all the time. That's our joke. Except we don't ever do it. I feel like we've done it
three times in this podcast.
Yeah, kind of true. But they were like the smaller things, not like full-on sentences mm-hmm. like normal.
Not like normal.
Not like normal when we just wake up and say the same thing all day. We should try that. Like, we just plan it, though, and it just creep everyone out. Anything else to share about Disneyland?
We got food.
I had 2 mint juleps that day.
Oh, yeah, in the cup.
Oh, and at the mint julep bar, if you go there, they're selling, like, this commemorative cup or something. Stainless steel hammered cup. It says New Orleans on it and, like, Disneyland. It is so cute. I'm so glad I got it. Oh, I got a lot of souvenirs, too, in this popcorn bucket.
We gotta give the story of how we got the Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, it all happened at the Mint Julep Bar.
We were waiting in line.
I waited all day.
Both of us were like...
I let a kid go in front of me. No, okay. We were at the Mint Julep Bar. Okay, so this is what it is. You wake up in the morning, and at 7 o'clock, you can try to make a reservation for Rise of the Resistance.
It's only virtual queue.
I'm not kidding by this, and if you've tried to do it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have about 1 second to make your reservation, or it will be booked up till 12 o'clock when they reopen, like, the virtual mm-hmm. queue again. So, we missed the 7 a.m. because I was 0.1 second late. Stupid. But, so we go to the Mint Julep Bar. Because I figured this would happen. I'd be in line, like, about to pay, and I'm like, hold on just a second. I gotta make sure I get on the ride. So I'm, like, sitting there. Now, we were in line, and it was kind of like, I would say this was at 11:50. You start to, everyone that's busy, you just notice they're all on their phones now, mm-hmm. and kind of standing in one spot, just staring. You see them constantly refreshing the page. You see that everyone is on the virtual queue waiting thing, just waiting for the button to go off so you can click it. It's like
it was so stressful. Like, I couldn't enjoy the day before that.
No. Before we were at Disneyland, it was fun, but I was just almost like, this, why isn't it feeling as just always fun as in the usual? Back of your mind. I realized later that it was because we didn't get on, and I was like, oh, like it feels like a Disney day now. So, anyways, I'm like standing there, me and Sierra have our phones out. Me and my mom, Haley and my mom had their phones out. They were somewhere else, so we're just sitting there. Park goes quiet. Everyone's waiting. Except for the people who like already got their reservations. They're like in the back, like, woo, we got churros and this and that. I don't know. Whatever they're doing. We're staring at our phones. The people in front of us, it was like this family in front of us. You could see they were on, at least one of them was on their phones. I think, actually, no, a couple of them were. I was going to say a few of them were. They were just dead silent. They were just, like, sitting there staring. So I literally start shaking, like, anticipating. I was like, if I don't get on, I might cry. Because not so much about the ride, but just the anxiety happening. I'm like, I'm going to break down. So we're in line, we're moving closer. I'm like, oh, please, like, turn to 12 o'clock before we get up in line, because then I'll be, you know, occupied. So I'm like, occupado. So I won't be able to get on.
Only occupied we're for there. A second and a half.
You though. See all the people lined against the wall staring at their phone. And I'm like, dang, we got to compete with all these people who probably have faster phones. So we're
that's
in line.
At me.
We're going.
I have very fast phones.
We're going, like, sitting there as soon as 12 o'clock came, I tapped so fast, and I didn't get in. But then Sierra is sitting there. She's I think I got it.
I was just like, I think I got it. And she's just like, wait, what? And I'm like, I think I got it.
I think I got it. And I was like, did you or did you not?
And I'm just like, I think I got
it. So she's sitting there on the page, because what you have to hit, like, two buttons. So she hit the first one. I think it got you in.
Yeah, it got
in. But she didn't hit, like, the done button. So she's staring at it. And I'm like, hit done before
I don't think you needed to hit done.
You don't have to, because once you're in, you're in. But I was so panicked. I'm like, you have to confirm this. Like, I can't keep thinking like it's a possibility. So I was like, hit done. And then it was like, you have your boarding group, this is your boarding group. And I was like,
we were like 89 or something.
I was like, oh my gosh, oh my,
it was so funny, because I kept saying gracious. I was like, I think I got it. And so I think everyone around knew that we
because I was
it.
Just like this. I wasn't breathing that much and my chest hurt. It was almost like venting, you know, when your heart's beating, you think other people can hear it.
It was hilarious because so, Bella was just like, can you hear my heart right now?
I'm like, can you hear my heart beating? But yeah, we got it. This is what I did.
And then we got our mint juleps.
But I didn't know if anyone else got it because no one else was talking. Everyone who I happened to see, like, they're waiting.
Out everyone.
No one talked. And
which
I was
is actually
like,
kind of sad.
Yeah. But we got our mint juleps and then beignets.
And that was a really, the beignets.
I said it weird.
And that was a really beignets. Good mint julep, too.
I was like, this is a celebration. I was so happy.
Oh, it was so funny. Plus, our mom and our sister, they were on it, too. And so we're just like, wait, we have to call them real quick to make sure
to
they're
make
not
sure
just
they
like,
know.
No, we didn't get it. But yeah. I said it so many times. I think I got it.
I think I got it. I think I got it. I think I got it. I think I got it.
And we tried a Disneyland chimichanga. That was cool.
You know, this is the perfect description I heard from my hairdresser. It looks like dog food, but it tastes pretty good. And that's exactly
really
what it was. It was, I want to say, it tasted like beef and beans pureed together.
Yeah, they were like blended. It was
blended. And it almost is like, don't look at it. When you eat it, just take a bite. It reminded me of, like, those frozen burritos.
Yes. That's probably what it was before they fried it. But
that big frozen
but,
burrito.
But, like, that tortilla was good. It was soft. And usually chimichangas are crispy on the outside, but it was just all completely soft.
I don't know why all the years we had passes, I didn't get one before.
I always wanted to. Because
it was not
every
that
single,
bad.
Every single time we passed, I was like, I want to get a chimichanga, but I never did.
So, you know when you're, like, you're not sure where you get the chimichangas?
Well,
I never knew where to get them. So every time she said it, I said no, just because I didn't know where to get
it.
I literally only would say it or what it looked like, so I didn't want to get it because I didn't know what it looked like.
I didn't know what it looked like either. I just saw chimichanga, and I'm like, Disneyland, chimichanga, cool.
I mean, there's got to be some people out there who are like, ew, you eat that dog food? But, and that's how you talk to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, if you don't like it, if you don't like it, it means you have a more refined palate, actually, because it's like fair food. And I like simple foods.
And they had very salty cheese sauce.
I did not like that.
Really?
I've heard their
I liked it.
I've heard their pretzels are amazing, and you have to get a pretzel.
It wasn't
because they're so
special.
Good, but I ate it and was like, this tastes like a piece of wheat bread.
It tasted like a movie theater pretzel.
Later pretzels are better.
I said that they should have made like some sort of deal with Wetzel pretzels where the Mickey Mouse pretzels turned into a Wetzel pretzel. They were Wetzel pretzels. And like the eyes could have been pepperonis.
That would be so good.
If I am ever like
a Downtown Disney's Wetzel pretzel is good.
They have
get their Wetzel dog.
Wetzel pretzels there.
I'm telling you. This is the perfect Downtown Disney meal. You go to the Jazz Kitchen Express or whatever, get a get a beignet. They're really good there with like I think it's whatever like the berry filling is. That's good. Then go get a Wetzel dog from Wetzel Pretzel. Then go to the Earl of Sandwich and get this pizza bread thing.
Yeah.
And then the club sandwich and eat it all at the same time. Not at the same time, but like eat everything, you know, like
get a
passion
Caribbean Jamba Juice and a Starbucks.
Have you ever, you've had the pumpkin pie Jamba Juice?
Yes.
But that's next fall, when you're at Downtown Disney, you gotta be there. If you're
She's pointing to the microphone.
I'm pointing to you right now. I'm looking at you. I can see you. Hello. If you're at Downtown Disney in the fall, or any Jamba Juice for that matter, but Downtown Disney's was the one I was at.
It's magical.
The pumpkin pie smoothie tasted like a piece of
pumpkin pie.
It was so stinking good. Gotta try it.
Yep. And then also they have like banana glazed beignets right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It looks really good. I've never tried it.
I don't like baked banana stuff.
And they also have
banana bread. That's good.
What about fried bananas?
Those are good. I take it back what I said. I do like banana stuff. But not banana glazed beignets. That sounds.
But they look so good.
Sounds like
they
potty.
Look like.
What did you say? Sounds like potty water.
No. They're also. It looks like. I can't talk. There are also some street tacos that look really good in California Adventure.
You talked about that.
I love street tacos.
You talked about that in the last episode.
I did, didn't I?
Remember, this is, sometimes we make fun of our podcasts. Like, sometimes I pre-listen, sometimes I don't. So if there's like a big edit issue, I'm sorry. I will fix it someday, but not today. But anyway, the biggest thing we were talking, I was pre-listening to the last one we recorded. And that was a lot of talking over each other, so I apologize if you, like, had to go back. Like, I'm going to listen to you talk. Now I'm going to listen to you talk. But there's one point when I'm talking about the episode, like, oh, and so then Fenton went into his office. That was the bathroom or whatever. And Sierra's in the back, like, they have really good tacos at California Adventure.
I'd rather
tacos. And I'm like, what the heck are you saying?
I'm sorry. Street tacos are my favorite. I love street tacos, like. They're just so good. So when I saw that Disneyland had street tacos, I was like, what?
California Adventure.
Yes. I don't know. It's two words that both start with C. I don't know.
Can't Cocoon? Remember.
Bella, then. No, not two words.
Cocoon.
I don't
colony.
Know.
Colony. Cocoon.
What the heck? I dropped my phone.
Oh my. Cocoon Colony.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, they got tacos, and they look so good.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy a ticket just to get the tacos.
I'm thinking of going to California Adventure, actually, in the next few... Well, whenever...
Next few days.
Whenever the Marvel Land or whatever it's called... Oh, Avengers. Avengers Campus.
Yes.
Campus.
Sounds so sophisticated.
We're going to Avengers Campus. You're like, oh no, not this again. Yes.
I know, why haven't you talked with an accent for the rest of the episode?
You said it was complicated, so I stopped. somehow believe that.
Because you always believe what your little sister says.
Not true.
Always.
Not true. What about, like, that time you said something and I didn't believe it? I can't think of anything.
What about that one time?
Oh, the bet that you still need to pay me?
I did.
About the DuckTales?
I got you an extra expensive
birthday.
Okay, well, you didn't choose an extra expensive birthday present.
This was the bet. Impossible Summit of Mount Everest, the DuckTales episode. At the very end, when Scrooge gives Huey his t-shirt, you know how the shirt says, I didn't survive Mount Everest? You know what it says. You should know. You're a DuckTales fan. It's Scrooge crosses out the NT and puts a D on the end.
I always thought that that was kind of a weird thing for him to do. He could have just crossed out the N, the,
He could cross
out. He could have just crossed out the,
Oh, no, no, no. This is what it is. He crosses out not just the NT. He crosses out the entire word. Yeah. Didn't. And puts a D at the end. See, I was wrong that time. Sierra, we always thought he should have just crossed out the NT. So it would be, I did survive Mount Everest. So we bet. And of course I won. Because I only... She should know this. I only bet when I am 100%
sure. Except for that one time you were wrong about Quackmaster being the same voice as someone else.
Suzanne Blakeslee?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said she was like...
April Winchell?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I won that bet and I got a Jamba Juice.
I was so sure about that, okay? I believe April Winchell voices Black Heron and Red Feather. Yes. Red Feather.
Black Heron and Red Feather. That always cracks me up.
Right? And Suzanne Blakeslee voices Quackfaster. And, like, she's, like, if there's an additional
she's character like or whatever, she's, like, the female Keith Ferguson.
Yeah. Because Keith Ferguson voices, like, every fill-in for DuckTales. He's in at least, like, he's in the majority of episodes, even if Glomgold's not in them.
Has Danny Pudi ever voiced anyone besides Huey in DuckTales?
Yes, he voiced a sky pirate. Because you can hear in the song that. If you listen. What's it called? But they yo ho yo yo. We're gonna sing the whole song now. No, I'm kidding.
I don't even know like the first.
But anyway, verse. If you listen, you can hear Huey in there
and Bobby Moynihan.
What was another thing we were listening to? And it was like, oh, that's Scrooge.
It sounded like him, but it wasn't him.
It wasn't him, but it sounded like it. And then there's...
Oh, the dealer in...
That was like Keith Ferguson.
It was Keith Ferguson, but it sounded like Scrooge.
Oh, no, you know what it was? It's all in the name of... not... The Trickening. I said the podcast episode.
Oh, yes, the laugh.
The werewolf, were-duck.
Were-duck.
We always thought it sounded like Scrooge. We knew it wasn't because... It was
just his laugh.
But it always sounded like him.
And also the gooey
one. Yeah, I think that was voiced by Scrooge. Unless it was voiced by the weird actor. David Tennant. Sorry. But enough about Scrooge.
You can never have too much Scrooge.
You're absolutely right. No, no, we're not here for Broadway. Well.
We're always here for Broadway.
Is it just me or should DuckTales be a Broadway musical?
It should by... Ben Schwartz and
remember Lin-Manuel that Miranda. 2019 Comic Con when they're like, let's do a musical. Like, I'm Huey, I'm Dewey, I'm Louie,
and Webby,
and Webby, and we're the
three Kevin.
That would have to be in there, you know? You're just like, yeah,
they have to get the original cast for everything, though.
Yeah, and how would you, like, get ducks? No, it'd be them, they would just like, it'd be the actors, but they just happen to have the names. And it would be called DuckTales still, even though they're humans?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's the most brilliant that Ben Schwartz has ever had.
I'll write up that musical and send it to them, like, here's your next phase of DuckTales. There you go.
Yeah, in the, I don't know what it was called. It was some sort of interview. But they were just like, we should make a DuckTales movie. And Bobby was just like, yeah, we should make two DuckTales movies and make another series after that. And I'm like, yeah, let's go with that.
Seriously, though. I'm all for that.
I think it's funny. They were all willing to, like, keep going.
Yeah.
With DuckTales. Paget was just like, we all got home studios, right?
My gosh. DuckTales should... It's over. I'm so sad. They should reboot it. Let's start a petition. How do you do that? There ends the petition.
How do you do that?
No, if you're listening, start a petition because I will sign it. Because
we don't know how.
500 times. No, I'm smart enough to do a podcast. I could probably figure out how to do a petition. You probably go on, like, there's, like, a petition website or whatever where you start petitions. How convenient. So, yeah. I don't think we'll do that. We barely have time to record. But recording is more on schedule. If you've noticed, this is only 2 weeks after our last episode, which is, like, a record for this year. And we're in May. And I'm hoping to keep this record going. Hint, hint. So, yeah, I mean, we don't have many more episodes to go. But I know this is off topic. Maybe we can just start closing the podcast then, because I've got my closing statements coming up. The question of, will the most dangerous podcast continue?
We haven't even discussed this, so I'm very...
We have not. So what do you have to say on this?
I say yes.
Wait, what did I ask? I'm sorry.
Are we going to continue the
podcast? Oh, okay. I thought I said, will we end? You know, I'd say yeah. I'm like, whoa. Okay, bye, guys. So, yeah, our thoughts... This was my idea. I came up with theirs. It was either at the last episode, we're going to stop... Dun, dun, dun. Or I had this idea to do like a full-on character analysis of each character in DuckTales, and like
not almost to mention like, cover all the other episodes that we missed from the first.
You want to do those?
Not really.
They'll be fun. Like not but so like, much there's no in mystery depth, in it but anymore. Almost like talk about it.
Like, I feel like it won't be as interesting because there's no theory making anymore.
Let us know what you think on, go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review on if you want us to continue, and if so, should we do, like, character analysis, go through the development from the first episode they were in. From
the hatchling.
And basically, literally every episode they were in, plus some, till the end, like, how far they've come, what they've accomplished. Or go back at season one and give our reviews of the entire series. Because we did start at season three.
Yes. No, we started halfway through season two, right?
No.
Whatever happened to Donald Duck?
Nope. That was the original plan. Seriously? Plant. That was our original plan. Our original plan was to start at Whatever Happened to Donald Duck. You know, reviewing that, but then it ended up happening with Kostua. Challenge of the Senior Junior Woodchucks.
Did we not do a review for Nightmare on Kilmotter Hill?
No.
Why do I feel like I remember doing a review for that?
I don't know. But we didn't review that episode. I feel the same. Wait, was that season three?
No.
It wasn't? You're right. That'll be our next episode. We just pick and choose episodes.
Or did we? Well, we don't.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Give us your thoughts. Oh, I forgot to mention this. Okay.
Did you call it Kostua?
Kostua?
I mean, I know what it is, but...
I've told them before. Kostua?
Yeah.
Do I have to say it again?
No.
No?
No, we're just going to let them rack figure their brains. Out. Like
Kostua, Challenge of the Senior Junior Witches.
Why did you tell them? Why did not leave them in suspense going through every single one of our episodes till they figure it out?
Kostua?
Yeah. You already told them.
I said it when I first said it. I said our first review we did was Kostua.
Okay, well, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yay.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. Review. There was a review on Apple Podcasts. Like, love your commentary. Can't wait for you to do the finale. Thank you. I can't wait either. I'm probably going to cry while recording. Which, if we recorded the day that we watched it, I would have been crying. Be like, okay, so then this happened. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, there was a PS. Here, let me pull it up. I gotta word this right because I was thoroughly, I think I thought about it too hard. So then it just like, I you know when you think about things too hard, like, what's a good example of that? Anyways, I can't think of an example, but I got the review. It's, can't wait for you guys to do commentary on the finale. Then it's PS, don't you think you can get away without talking about a certain someone's death? And I was like, this is me. Who died in this episode? I have one idea, but I don't want to say it because there's podcast listeners. So I don't know who died. I even texted some people who like who watch DuckTales too. I'm like, who died in the finale? Because am I like totally missing something? Didn't I can only think of one. You know, Aaron? Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about the finale right now, so if you haven't watched it, shame on you. Go away. I'm kidding.
Don't really.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's great. And
like, how could you have gone this long?
It will make you cry.
Whoa.
No, I did like the diaper
I'm
ad.
I'm a big kid now. I'm a big kid now. I did McDonald's, Bella.
I know. Let's do DuckTales. Dun 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 dun. Shush. Anyway, spoiler alert, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think I know Heron like kind of died because didn't Bradford push her into the big thing? And the other two buzzards, I guess technically died because they were pushed in too, but I don't think they really died in there. They were just kind of like somewhere else
where they sucked it. Was that the, I don't know, I wasn't, I've only seen that episode.
Remember Bradford, you'd find a way out, you're Scrooge McDuck.
That is true. Oh gosh, me and Bella were like, yes,
that is true. So I was thinking, like, did someone officially like die in the episode and I can't think of it?
I thought Boyd for a second, but then
no, they put his head back on.
That was freaky. We'll talk about that later in that review.
But who died? I don't want you to really say it on the review, but maybe put like the initials of who you're saying and then we'll figure it out. Like, just update your comment to be like, can't wait for you to talk about a certain someone's death, and like at the end put the initials of the person. Like, if you're talking about Black Heron, like, just BH or whatever.
If you think of what I'm thinking. At least her name's not like Black Silver Sparrow. Black Sparrow or something. Don't put that initial.
It reminds me of that Jack Attack.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, just watch Jack
just
Attack.
Just watch it, you'll get what we're saying.
Yeah, but anyway, put the initials of who you're talking about, maybe. Black because I'm at a loss. Like, I don't want to forget. Oh, and another way, you could read this different. You could either be like, don't you think you can get away without talking about a certain someone's death? Or you'd be like, don't you think you can get away without talking about a certain someone's death? Do you want us to talk about it or not? I don't know. That's my...
I thought of the more aggressive one, but I guess it could be...
It is, the don't is in all caps. And then there's a smiley face, which is super cute. See that? Uh-huh. Happy little smiley face.
I love
face.
Smiley faces. They make me happy when
this
are
is from...
Gay.
VYFVYVGYVTY. That's who
is that said your it. Initials of your name?
You got a cool
you
name.
You got a bomb name. It's better than mine.
Or it's like, put your name and you're like, brrr. There we go. There's my name.
I don't know. Anyway, just, you don't have to clarify. We could just like talk about
up.
What happened. Well, oh, Scrooge died. No, I'm kidding. He didn't. Spoiler alert, Scrooge didn't die. But yeah, I don't know. You could just laugh at our confusion and not say anything, but... Are you
good? But we might accidentally talk about them without... No.
Don't you think you can get away without talking about their death? Like, maybe it's painful for you and you're sad that they died and you don't want us to talk about it.
Emotional.
We'll make an abridged episode just for you. In abridged, and then we'll have the unabridged version where we talk about the death.
Oh,
What death, though?
I don't know. Who died? Am I just thoroughly missing something? I was going to go back and watch the episode, but we're in the middle of our DuckTales watch party thing going on.
Watch party?
A party of me and Sierra watching DuckTales. So I'm like, I can't watch them out of order. I've only watched the DuckTales in order. I haven't watched past. I haven't watched anything before. Only what we're on. So I don't know who died. And do you want me to talk about him or not? But there was an exclamation at the end, so it was almost like, don't you dare not talk about him. And did you not like that person and you want us to talk about them dying? Or maybe it's like maybe someone died on the inside and they're a new person now. And they're like, they've changed. So it's like something like that. Yeah, like Webby. Launchpad wearing the Gizmo Duck armor. What the heck is wrong with that?
Yeah, like Webby's whole life just changed.
Maybe.
Webby Vandercrack died. Webby McDuck came thrived. Alive. I said came alive.
Died and thrived rhymes better.
Alive and thrive end with the same letters, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my ramble about that. Confusion. You know how much I think now about things is by that I came to like 50 conclusions. So I don't know. We should probably wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening to whatever the heck this was today. Started with Disney and then kind of switched at some point.
Tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Yeah.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Thank you. If you like this, subscribe for more.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, please. We'd love to have you subscribe.
And leave a review because it makes me happy.
There must be something that makes you happy. And we'll do it for you if you let us know. Like, if you want a Starbucks, let me know. I'll go pick it up for you.
I'm sorry.
Because then I'll just get to buy myself. I'll buy myself a Starbucks too. And we'll talk about DuckTales.
And we'll hang out.
Have a party.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get a coffee at Starbucks. No,
not
a coffee. Tea.
No, Starbucks doesn't have that good coffee. I'll get
a chai tea.
They have good tea.
You have amazing chai.
Hey, if you want to, meet at Disneyland.
You want to know my favorite drink?
Let me know.
Chai tea latte. Iced chai tea latte.
If you want to go skydiving, let me know. I might go with you.
Maybe.
We'll see.
You want to go to Disneyland?
I will sure. Be there. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Way soon. We got this out in 2 weeks. High five. We did it.
That was so lame.
High five. Bust your eardrums. Okay. Bye, guys. Bye.